installez-vous confortablement. Vous fermez les yeux. En abaissant les paupières doucement, en signe de retrait du monde extérieur, laissez votre corps étendre sa forme sur la surface où vous êtes installé. Votre respiration s'ajuste et devient plus abdominale. Vous vous relaxez à votre rythme. Peut-être même ressentez-vous votre inspiration plus profonde que lente ou plus lente que profonde, et vous pouvez même ressentir votre inspiration encore plus profondément que lentement ou plus lentement que profondément. Pendant que votre corps continue de s'installer, vous restez à l'écoute de ma voix. Même si certains bruits parviennent à vos oreilles, des bruits extérieurs. Bruits qui s'éloignent de plus en plus, comme tout ce qui s'éloigne tranquillement et lentement, ou tout bruit qui contribue à approfondir cet état de transe hypnotique qui se poursuit naturellement. Parfois, votre conscience se promène sur les sensations de votre corps, parfois sur ma voix, sur le timbre et le rythme de ma voix, un rythme apaisant et relaxant, et le conscient se laisse aller à la dérive, se laisse aller pleinement à cette expérience en cours. Laissez cette douce expérience parcourir votre visage, envelopper tous les muscles de votre visage, pendant que la détente gagne progressivement tous les muscles de votre corps. Simultanément, vous ressentez des sensations différentes qui se manifestent dans votre corps. Et chacune de vos respirations élimine les pensées dérangeantes, les images parasites, peut-être remplacées par une douce sensation. Une sensation de bien-être qui se poursuit dans tous les muscles de votre corps. Et au fur et à mesure de cette agréable détente, votre corps s'alourdit. Est de plus en plus lourd, et vous ressentez cette lourdeur comme l'empreinte de votre corps sur cette surface où vous êtes confortablement installé, lourde sensation agréable, comme allégée de tracas, de soucis et d'inconfort. Bien installé dans ce calme et cette détente qui parcourt votre corps et votre esprit. Peut-être êtes-vous maintenant à choisir. Choisir de ressentir, de vous détendre, ou de vous détendre pour ressentir, ou choisir de laisser votre corps se détendre pour ressentir, en profitant du plaisir de laisser votre esprit se relaxer, en se laissant aller aux sensations, en profitant du plaisir de la relaxation que cela vous procure de vous détendre en relaxant, tandis que votre esprit et votre corps se souviennent de se relaxer encore plus profondément que le moment précédent, à moins que vous ne laissiez votre subconscient se charger d'ajuster votre niveau de détente pour accentuer cette relaxation, pour encore mieux profiter de cette profonde détente, tandis que votre corps ressent davantage de sensations. La sensation de détente poursuit sa progression vers vos bras et laisse aller tout ce qu'il y a à laisser aller dans les muscles de vos bras, vos coudes, vos avant-bras, vos poignets, vos mains et chacun de vos doigts. Vos bras deviennent de plus en plus lourds. très lourd. Une sensation d'apesanteur se fait sentir, confortablement lourde. Vos jambes se décontractent, profondément lourdes, aussi profondément que la profondeur de votre laisser-aller, pour permettre de continuer à relaxer profondément, progressivement, vos cuisses, vos genoux, vos mollets, jusqu'à atteindre vos pieds, vos chevilles, vos talons et chacun de vos orteils qui se délasse complètement et totalement. Pendant que votre corps continue de se détendre, de se régénérer, de se réparer, de récupérer, peut-être également vous mettez en veille votre système nerveux qui se calme et régénère ses cellules complètement. Pendant que votre mental se repose, vous glissez doucement dans cette zone de conscience modifiée, où les ondes cérébrales sont entièrement ralenties et vous plongez tranquillement au plus profond de vous-même, comme si vos yeux s'intériorisaient. Prenez la relève pour voir à l'intérieur et descendre encore plus bas. Vous appréciez le calme et le bien-être profond qui s'installe en vous, dans votre corps, là, mais à la fois lointain, comme le subconscient qui régénère celui-ci. État de détente, parsemé de relaxation profonde, lente, plus profonde et plus lente. Maintenant que votre corps et votre esprit se reposent, votre subconscient est en éveil, accessible à toutes les suggestions hypnotiques que vous entendrez, comme vous m'entendrez compter de 10 à 1. Comptez doucement, tranquillement, pour vous permettre de descendre encore plus profondément. Le rythme de vos ondes cérébrales pour atteindre un rythme lent, un rythme bienfaisant, un rythme hypnotique. 10, 9, 8. Plus les chiffres rapetissent, plus les ondes ralentissent. 7, 6, 5, à mi-chemin entre l'état de relaxation et l'état hypnotique. 4, 3, à deux pas d'une transe, une transe hypnotique. 2, 1.
Now we begin. Few, little, a little. Glossary. What's the rush? To send. To answer. Within. Then. a rush, a wife, to hold, to expect, to call on, catering services, nibbles, a dish, to miss, groceries, frozen, to oppose, under, to miss out on the good parts, once, a party, over, stressful, to meet one's expectations, ready, under control, indeed, a fit, a fate,
what?
A fit?
Non, je sais pas.
Une camisole? To argue, a bit, few plus plural noun, to confirm, they're coming, worried, tastiness, to offer, to help, to decline, should, to need, to buy, fresh fruit, organic, gluten-free, to make sure, thoughtful, wear oneself out, a trivial matter, support, to do things one's way, to try, grammar, few, a few, little, a little, are quantifiers to refer to little quantity. Few, a few. A few is more than few. We use a few or few with a countable noun in. We use a few or few with a countable noun in plural form. A few people, a few clothes, a few pens, few people, few clothes, few pens. A few is a positive idea. I have a few ideas on the subject. Few is a negative idea. A more negative idea is very few. I know few people in this town. The library has very few books on the subject. A few and few have irregular comparative and superlative forms. Few, fewer, the fewest. A few, more, the most. Little, a little. A little is more than little. We use a little and little with an uncountable noun, always singular. A little time, a little water, a little courage, little time, little water, little courage. A little is a positive idea. It is an equivalent to not much, but some. I have a little time now, so we can discuss. Little is a negative idea. It is an equivalent to nearly no. A more negative idea is very little. Because he has little education, he thinks he is not smart, but he is. I'm sorry, I have very little time, I have to go. A little and little have irregular comparative and superlative forms. Little, less, the least. A little, more, the most. Now a dialogue between Wentworth and Sarah. What's the rush?
Hi, Sarah. I'm afraid I cannot talk to you a lot. I have very little time. If you've got questions, please send me an email and I will answer within the week.
Okay, then I will do that. But what's the rush?
My wife and I are holding a small celebration for our children. We are expecting 32 people. We didn't call on catering services. My wife already prepared a lot of nibbles and dishes, but she still has a few dishes to cook. Some ingredients are missing.
So you need to go to the supermarket and buy groceries.
I was thinking of buying a few frozen dishes and cakes, but my wife opposed the idea. She is under a lot of stress, and I think she's missing out on the good parts.
The good parts will be once the party is over. Organizing celebrations is always stressful, but you want to meet everyone's expectations. You want everything to be perfect. It's a lot of work. She will be more relaxed once she has everything ready and under control.
Indeed. But the party is in 2 days. We are arguing a bit. Few people confirm they're coming to the party. She is worried about the people, the children, the food, and its tastiness.
Is she doing everything alone?
Yes, she is. She doesn't want me in the kitchen. Her sister offered to help, but she declined.
I think you should be there if she needs you.
She wants me to buy fresh fruit and some organic gluten-free ingredients. She wants me to buy fresh fruit and some organic gluten-free ingredients. My children know few allergic children, so she wants to make sure they can eat a dish or cake.
Few mothers do so. She is very thoughtful.
I know, but she's a perfectionist. And I don't want her to wear herself out on such a trivial matter.
Well, give her some moral support. Just be there for her. Let her do things her way.
I'm trying. Sarah, I must go now. I'll see you on Thursday. Bye.
See you on Thursday.
The next part is a repetition sequence. We invite you to repeat each of the suggested phrases one by one. Now we begin. What's the rush? Wentworth. Hi, Sarah. I'm afraid I cannot talk to you a lot. I have very little time. If you've got questions, please send me an email and I will answer within the week. Sarah, okay then, I will do that. But what's the rush? Wentworth. My wife and I are holding a small celebration for our children. We are expecting 32 people. We didn't call on catering service. Sarah, so you need to go to the supermarket and buy groceries? Wentworth, I was thinking of buying a new frozen dishes and cakes, but my wife opposed the idea. She is under a lot of stress, and I think she's missing out on the good parts. Sarah, the good parts will be once the party is over. Organizing celebrations is always stressful. Wentworth, indeed, but the fair is in 2 days. Sarah, is she doing everything alone? Wentworth, yes, she is. She doesn't want me in the kitchen. Her sister offered to help, but she declined. Sarah, I think you should be there if she needs you. Wentworth, she wants me to buy fresh fruit and some organic gluten-free ingredients. My children know few allergic children, so she wants to make sure they can eat a dish or cake. Sarah, few mothers do so. She's very thoughtful. Wentworth, I know, but she's a perfectionist. And I don't want her to wear herself out on such a trivial matter. Sarah, well, give her some moral support. Just be there for her. Let her do things her way. Wentworth, I'm trying. Sarah, I must go now. I'll see you on Thursday. Bye. Sarah, see you on Thursday. This lesson is now over.
You start to return to a full awakening state. When I say the number 10, you will be completely de-hypnotized. 1. 2. You feel an energizing sensation browse your body. 3. 4. You wake up slowly. Your breathing is natural. 5. 6. You take a deep breath. 7. 8. You move your hands, your feet, your legs, you stretch your body. 9. 10. Gently lift your eyelids, you open your eyes, and you're now completely de-hypnotized.